Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So I know you grew up on a farm.
Yes.
So I thought it'd be interesting to have you kind of weigh in on this Christy Gnome situation.
Okay.
And I think it's getting a lot of attention. Number one, if you hurt or kill an animal, it just gets a lot of attention. I mean, other than for food, in which case people don't seem to care. Anyway, but yeah, if you kill an animal, especially a dog, people will get very upset with you. Christy Gnome wrote a book about her life. She's the governor of South Dakota, but she's getting a lot of attention because she's also on the list of potential running mates for Trump. And they tried to link him to her this weekend after part of her book leaked out. And in it, she discusses killing a 14-month-old dog by the name of Cricket. This was a hunting dog, a wired-haired pointer. She was training for peasant hunting. Says she took it on a hunt with the older dogs on a hunting trip in hopes of calming down the wild puppy. Instead, Cricket chased the pheasants while having the time of her life. On the way home from the hunting trip, Gnome writes, she stopped to talk to a family. Cricket got out of Gnome's truck, attacked and killed some of the family's chickens, then bit the governor. So she dragged it over to a lime pit and killed the dog. She admits this in her book. She said she also had a very stinky, nasty, messy goat, and she killed the goat as well. So people are talking about that. In the book, in the section of it that leaked, I hated that dog, Gnome writes, deeming her untrainable. After the dog bit her, she said at that moment, I realized I had to put her down. She led Cricket to a gravel pit and killed her. That's not all. Gnome writes that her family also owned a nasty and mean male goat that smelled bad and liked to chase her kids. She decided to go ahead and kill the goat too. She writes that the goat survived the first shot, so she went back to the truck, got another shell, then shot him again, killing him. Soon afterward, the school bus dropped off Gnome's children. Her daughter asks, hey, where's Cricket? Cricket was the dog. The point of the book, according to Christy Gnome, was to demonstrate her willingness to do the difficult, messy, ugly things that need to be done, both here in her state, on her farm, and in Washington. So I want to get you to react to that, Lee, because a lot of the defense of her has been, well, people don't understand. This is the country. That's a working dog. You know, if you live in the suburbs, you don't get it. And it's different out on the farm. What do you say to all this?
It is different out on the farm. And I'll just put it this way. I'm not sure that's how I would have handled the situation. You know, if there's an immediate threat, got no problem putting an animal down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's an ongoing threat, if it's in the act of something and you're trying to stop it, it's just like, you know, dealing with a use of deadly force with a human being that is, you know, threatening or in a situation where they are possibly doing something that is life-threatening to someone that you care about. I mean, I get that. But I'm just not sure that would be the way that if I had time to think about it, I probably would like I heard you mentioning earlier, find some way to rehome the offending animal.
I don't know. I did a lot of animal rescue work after I a lot of volunteering before I had my kids. Then I just focused on them. But, you know, my dog, one of the first things she did was bit my husband in the face. And he still has a scar from it down his nose. And she had spent the first 6 months of her life tied to a chain on a tree. She had her ribs broken because the owner kicked her. And the vet like could actually identify where it healed over. And she always has those lumps there on the side. And nobody did anything to help her. And she ended up being a wonderful dog. But she took a lot of work. And we kept her, even though she bit my husband in the face. And we did end up overcoming that over a, you know, a long time. But, you know, cutting her slack because of what she'd been through. And we didn't use that as an excuse. And we ended up having the most wonderful family pet. She was with us for 17 years. So I don't know. I rescued another dog. I'd never seen one of these before. It was a very unusual looking dog. It was on just shy of 10 feet of chain. And I tried to get the city to come out and look at it because they had an ordinance in Charlotte. You had to have 10 feet. And this was just shy of that. And they weren't really getting anywhere. This dog could barely move. It was a red heeler. They're one of the two smartest breeds on earth. They're herding dogs. And so I ended up rehoming that one. And this dog went from living its life filthy on a chain, constantly barking, driving the neighbors crazy, to the woman who took it in replaced her heeler with it. That heeler was getting old. She had goats on her property. She had 9 acres. And she wanted the goats to stay out of her gardens, in her crops, and out of her ornamental flowers. And so she had the other heeler trained to herd them all day. But that dog was getting old, and she knew she'd have to replace it. The old heeler and the woman, within a few months, trained the new heeler to herd the dogs. And the woman that I placed, you know, it was another rescue that I drove the dog to in Raleigh. The woman that placed her said, yeah, that dog is herding. And that was a few months after she took it. So it just goes to show you, if you can get that dog into the hands of a person who knows what they're doing, you can do a lot with a dog. You don't necessarily have to shoot it in the head. But I don't know.
I'm not certain why the Governor Noem would include this
in her book. I don't get it.
I mean, because I'm not going to sit here and be overly critical of the actions, because I mean, I still don't know the circumstances. We have what we, you know, they're presenting it as. But why would you mention that? I mean, you know. I'm not saying that you should necessarily hide it. It's not something that you shouldn't discuss with the family, but why would you put it in a book?
There's subtleties there you can't see, like how vicious was the dog when it bit you?
Right.
Was it always unruly? What was its countenance and demeanor like? I mean, you can't convey that in a book.
And I do think that she is one of the governors, probably not as forceful as some others I could mention, but she does seem to be a governor who is willing to make difficult decisions and get on with it in some cases. And if that's the case, and if that was the goal of that literary piece there, then I would have probably found a different anecdotal example to put in there than necessarily that incident.
Yeah. I think the idea of just shooting any animal in the head is weird. You know, but then you look at it, you're like, well, I mean, I've always struggled with pigs are as smart as dogs. And, you know, I last ate pig this weekend. You know?
I this morning.
Oh, is it this morning for you? Okay.
Had the bacon and eggs.
Yep.
So. And looked forward to it.
I know. And that is the one animal I've always felt bad about eating is pigs. They are incredibly intelligent.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah. So that kind of sort of recenters the whole debate when you do that, you know.
Well, once again, it depends on the circumstances. And listen, I'm one of those who I don't ever think that it is appropriate to torture an animal under any circumstances, whether it is, you know, keeping them caged up or whatever. And I just don't think it's right to put an animal in pain. Now, sometimes it is necessary to use brief moments of pain to train an animal, although there are other methods of doing so. And I would, you know, always want to do some type of positive reinforcement when possible, but sometimes you can't avoid that. But, you know, there are circumstances where certainly, you've got to put an animal down. I mean, I've had situations where I have shot at dogs that have been on my property attacking my other animals.
Yeah.
If I'd been a better shot, if I'd been a better shot, I'd have probably had to bury something. But let's just say that the threat left the scene.
Yeah, and you make a great point. If it's an active threat, then certainly that makes sense.
Yeah, even if it's the wrong decision, But yeah, if it's something you have a little bit of time to think about and other opportunities avail themselves to you, you know, let's not use the ammo if not necessary.
Texter writes, Kristi Noem just killed her chance of ever being Trump's VP. How about removing Cricket? Even Biden's dog, who bit countless Secret Service agents, was rehomed. Yeah.
Well, the Biden administration waited way too long because that dog had numerous.
I know.
I mean, I don't know what's wrong with those people. I think that when you've got an animal like that that is, you know, biting the hired help, the Secret Service, good grief. I mean.
Texter writes, my Chihuahua bit me once. I gently bit him back. He never bit anyone again.
Well.
I just read the text line.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I do. Texter writes.
Don't let PETA know about that.
Yeah, we won't tell anyone. Texter writes, Kristi Noem thinks she's a cool chick and equated the abuse of a helpless animal as being able to handle the difficult decisions. And finally, Texter writes, just totally changed my mind about Kristi Noem. She will never get the VP nod now. Yeah, this was a really dumb way to self-destruct. It really was. Yeah. And then there's like the old-fashioned way of looking at it. Dogs are property, another Texter writes. You don't meet them in college. Bring them home to meet mom and dad. They belong to people. Any other line of thought is putting the government in your business once again. Okay. Well, I don't know. Love to know what you think. So send me a text, 71307. Have you ever killed an animal, had to kill an animal? How'd you feel about doing it? Is that just taking responsibility? Hey, this dog's bit me. I've got to take it out so that it hurts no one else. What is... Love to know what you think. We'll be back in just a sec.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Folks, this has to end. This is ridiculous. How would you feel knowing you're in a plane, you want the best person working as an air traffic controller, right? I know I do. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're gay. I don't care if they're straight. I don't care what their race is, but they better be the best. That's what I want. That's what I want for my surgeon too. Headline, the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, throughout nearly 1,000 air traffic controller applicants solely because the applicant was white. They're now being sued. The FAA also, according to lawsuit, this is Fox Business, added a question rewarding applicants for doing poorly on the test to get more African-American air traffic controller applicants, while throwing out the applications of white applicants who had done well on the test. From Nevada, Attorney General Adam Laxalt, who now serves as the co-counsel for Mountain States Legal Foundation based in Colorado, is leading the efforts for the lawsuit that could set a new precedent for its companies to hire employees based on skills. Radical idea, right? Laxalt said the lawsuit represents nearly 1,000 people who went to school to become air traffic controllers, which for about 20 years until the end of the Obama administration graduated 100% of the people who went on to work in their field. The individuals Laxalt represents passed the normal test right before the Obama administration said the class was too white and threw out the tests with the applicants. That's the group of citizens we represent, Laxalt said. Their careers were derailed. Their lives were upended. So it's important we get justice for them. But obviously, it's important that cases like this highlight that these practices were going on in federal government and they can still be going on in any agency in America. Unbelievable. The attorney pointed out that this led to actually dangerous situations because the FAA was at 75% staffing for air traffic controllers across the country, constantly affecting travel plans for Americans and their safety, yet had rejected almost 1,000 applications because the people were white. So we've got understaffing, can't handle the traffic. We've had flights delayed or canceled, and we've had real safety situations because in part just the understaffing. Never mind that you have unqualified people or people who didn't test as well that are filling the gaps here. This is ridiculous. Texter writes, Tara, regarding the air traffic controller applications, do they have to reveal their race on the application? Yes. You're supposed to put your race. Well, you know how we should do it? We should just, you know what? We should just remove race from these applications. Just, you know what? I don't care what race you are. I don't care what bathroom you use. Here, how'd you do on the test? That's all I want to know. You qualify to do this? Great. I mean, if we want to make this blind racially, awesome. All the better. All the better. We'll take the people who do the best and no one has to die. No one has to have their flight canceled. No one has to deal with this silly stuff. It's unbelievable. Speaking of silly stuff, did you hear about this? Oh, Disney World. Okay. A family went to Disney World, spent over $300 on a character meet and greet dinner at Walt Disney World. The prices there are outrageous. I'm still in shock from when we went. I was like years ago. It was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Oh, geez, it was awful. That's before Disney became kind of unattendable. But anyway, family reached out to the Park Place, which covers Disney, saying they spent over $300 on a character meet and greet dinner at Walt Disney World, only to discover that the Evil Queen character they had paid to meet and greet was almost certainly a biological male. This represents the first time that we've heard of Disney using biological males in drag to play iconic biological female characters. Needless to say, $300 later, the family was not happy. Keep in mind, the father said, we've had other meet and greets with other villains, and they were truly the best character experiences that we've ever had. So we had high hopes for the Evil Queen leading up to it. So we walked toward the Evil Queen area, and while my kids and wife were interacting with the character, I was doing some video and took some pictures from about 10 feet away, then handed my iPhone over to the cast member to make some pics for me so I could get in the picture. He says, it wasn't until he got face-to-face, typical conversation distance of a few feet, that it hit me. The Evil Queen was, without a doubt, a man dressed in, I guess, drag. The waiter immediately said he was going to get a manager, and he looked panicked, the father said when he pointed it out. At first, I said I wanted to formally complain about the Evil Queen being a man and that I felt very disrespected by Disney because this was not the sort of thing my family values, and they didn't give us any type of notice that this was the sort of thing that was even a possibility. You must not have spent much time online, sir. He explained to the manager that they are a conservative Christian family and are spending $8,000 on the current trip. The manager, however, never once apologized. $8,000 on the trip. Wow. You know you went to Disney, right? Like, there have been years of articles now on this, that a lot of these female characters now, or some of them anyway, in the princess department are not princesses. They're not women. Anyway. Texture writes, the idiots who make these decisions should be strapped into planes and flown nonstop under the guidance of substandard air traffic controllers. Yeah.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, this went viral. If you're not from Charlotte, then you may not have heard of Central Church of God. It's a huge church. Lauren Livingston is pretty famous in those parts, and our broadcast audience goes right up to the doors of his church, actually. So I thought it was interesting that he just made international headlines. This totally went viral. Roasted Trump. He's a very conservative preacher. Definitely not a liberal. Recently made international headlines with a sermon that spent a few minutes on Trump's MAGA Bible. I don't know if you've heard about the MAGA Bible. Trump is selling, still is selling it, $60 for the MAGA Bible. It comes with the founding documents. It comes with a sort of inspirational, it's not really a prayer, but kind of a descriptor for everything he's selling. To you. Lauren Livingston went berserk over it. Love to know what you think about this. That it's blasphemous. Trump should not be selling the Bible.
There's a Bible out now that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Isn't that wonderful? No. No, it's disgusting. It's blasphemous. It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that. Let me tell you something. The gospel is not an American gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
He then went on to tell his followers that they shouldn't be so involved in things of the world after trashing Trump.
Some of you bring politics into the church. You think that politics is spiritual stuff. Politics is of this world. You think it's your duty to be political about this, that, and the other. No, your duty is to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength,
yeah,
and
okay.
Love your neighbor.
So you get the idea. So I just had to know. I just had to know if Lauren Livingston, the pastor, being a man not of this world, what is selling anything on his website? I just want to see if he's merchandising. I have a feeling he might be, because people with YouTube channels like him, I'd say a YouTube channel is of this world. When I hear When I hear a sermon like that, I'm like, he's going for hits and clicks, isn't he? I bet he has a YouTube. Yep, there he goes, YouTube channel. So people with YouTube channels often merchandise. I was just really curious to find out if he's got a problem with Trump selling this Bible. Was he? Well, yep, there it is, right there on his website. You can purchase the Lauren Livingston Read and Pray Devotional, where he does what? Short Bible readings. It's a book, so it's clips from the Bible, excerpts from the Bible, and then excerpts from Pastor Livingston's sermons, which, by the way, you can also buy copies of digitally online. He didn't mention that in his sermon. So let me get it straight. It's a problem if Trump does it, but not if Pastor Lauren Livingston does it. Noted. Noted. Because it sure looks a lot to say, but let's look at this. What is the money that he's making here? It's $17 a book, by the way. What is the money he's making here going for? It doesn't say. So I don't know. I don't know if he's donating it to charity. I would think he would note that if he was, or if he's pocketing it himself, or maybe it pays to keep the lights on at the church. I don't know. What is the money Trump's selling the Bible go for? To go to enrich him? No. Remember, he didn't take a salary as president. Does it go to pay for his campaign? No, it does not. It goes to pay his legal bills, because he's being politically crucified. And if Trump can't beat them in court, he will not be the first. So I don't want to go all the way up to calling Lauren Livingston a hypocrite, but I'm pretty close right now. See, I'd have just taken the sale of the Bible verses and the commentary off the website before I did it. But I wanted to, you know, I started thinking about something, you know, maybe the Reverend isn't really sharp on politics. And I get that. That's not his job, right? But it is mine. I wonder if Lauren Livingston knows that everybody who bought his book that he is selling, just like Trump is selling, he again went viral, international coverage of this. It made the front of the UK Daily Mail. I wonder if Lauren Livingston knows that everybody who bought Lauren Livingston's book, $17 if you want to buy it, right there on the Central Church of God website. You can also, again, purchase his sermons. Would Lauren Livingston have a problem with Trump selling his speeches, digital copies? I'd love to know. By the way, he's welcome to come on the show. Would love to have him explain this to me. But see, the problem, Reverend Livingston, is this. You can go up on your high horse and say, oh, hey, I'm going to check out. I am not going to be a part of politics or the things of this world. And that would have worked great in the 80s or 90s, because you could come back 10 years later after checking out. We're still going to have a republic. Nobody's going to round you up. But see, we're not there now. Where we are now is you send your kindergartner to school and they're reading porn in a book at the library. I don't mean kind of porn. I mean actual real porn with illustrations. That's where we are now. You got to fight that kind of evil. Or you know what you're doing? You're abiding it. And that's the fight we're in right now. We are in a fight against abject evil. Well, I want the Reverend to know something. Those who purchased Trump's book, which Reverend Lauren Livingston had a problem with, and those who purchased Reverend Lauren Livingston's book, $17 if you'd like to buy it, both groups of people have something in common. They're on a list now, more than likely. They're on a list now, collected by our treasury. If you bought a religious text, the Biden administration secretly demanded that the banks turn over your name and your purchase. A religious text, T-E-X-T, religious text. So that could have been the Bible. That could have been this Read and Pray devotional. And now you're on a list, Lauren Livingston. So you can all go all along with, hey, I'm going to check out and just sell my book over here while criticizing Trump over there for selling his Bible, when you're selling Bible verses too, with your own commentary beside them. But understand, as you do, those of us who are out here fighting day in and day out, and that includes Donald Trump, for your freedoms, understand you're on a list now. And that shows you what these people are willing to do. And a day is rapidly coming. If you don't get in this fight against evil with us and get off your high horse, $17 a book or not, you're not going to be able to sell that book anymore. And that YouTube channel of yours is going to disappear. In fact, some of the best preachers online have already been demonetized, like Off the Curb Ministries. No money allowed. For spreading the word of God, he does it anyway. And you're on the cutting edge of not having that YouTube that you take so much for granted and you spew out these sermons. And that book of yours, whoever bought it's on a list, sir. So you can get on your high horse all day long and say, don't get involved with the things of this world. But what they're doing is evil. And your right to do it depends directly on Trump's ability to sell whatever he's selling to fund these legal campaigns. So to tell your people to disengage is the height of irresponsibility. It's saying, look in the face of evil and walk away. To me, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't say, oh, whatever, and let them win. I'm going to fight. And I'm going to fight for Lauren Livingston's right to make $17 a book plus shipping. Just like I'm going to fight for Donald Trump's right to sell that book and not have the people who buy it because they love the word of the Lord end up on a list. Because that's where they are right now, Lauren Livingston. And people like me and people like Trump are fighting hard. And you know what you need to do? If you don't want to be a part of it, just sell your book and get out of the way. Get out of the way. And you know why I'm mad about this? Do you know how he's in North Carolina? Do you know how the Central Church of God is? Do you know what Trump's margin of victory was in North Carolina last time? It was 1.32%. We are on a razor's edge in that state. And you talk to thousands, because that's a big church, thousands of people. You do this mess and you put this out there on that YouTube channel, which, by the way, is very much of this world, Reverend. You could sink this race. And now when you show up to give your little sermon, not only do you not have a YouTube channel, there's chains on the doors. They've done it before. They shut us down during COVID. They will do it again. So you know what? If you don't want to be of this world and you just want to sell your books, but you want to go after others like Trump, who is actually in the fight and took not a dime for it of salary, then you know what you do? You go do your thing and leave us alone. Shut your mouth. Leave us alone. Let us fight evil. And you go sell your book, okay? Text your rights on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Biden just called President Trump a six-year-old. Does that mean he's going to try to sniff him at the debate? I don't know. Or maybe just have him play with his hair on his legs. That Biden, totally normal guy. Text your rights. God told us to live in the world, not be of it. Can you understand that? No, I cannot understand looking in the face of abject evil and just selling my book for cash, for profit, as he is doing. Look, I don't understand why it's blasphemous for Donald Trump to include the founding documents with the Bible and sell it to pay his legal fees, but it's not blasphemous for Lauren Livingston to take those same Bible verses, put his own commentary around them, and sell them for $17. Sorry, I don't get it. You lost me, Reverend. But Donald Trump served us without taking a salary. He fought these evil people who have put everybody who bought your book for $17 on a list. They're on a list. The Treasury collected that list. If you bought a religious text, you're on a list from your government. So you could turn your head for a few more months after Joe Biden wins, but a time is coming when you're coming to your church and those doors are going to be chained shut. As people like me and Donald Trump, as absolutely flawed as he is, who are the only ones left fighting. So you know what? If you don't want the Trump Bible, just don't buy it. Don't buy it. But when you're talking like that in a state with 1.32 percentage points separating Joe Biden and Donald Trump, a purple state, anything you do to aid Joe Biden is aiding abject evil. It didn't used to be that way in politics. We just had disagreements. It's not like that anymore. Texter writes, amen, you go, girl. Well said, talking about the pastor in Charlotte. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, Joe isn't trying to free American hostages because he would be freeing Jewish American hostages, hence the inaction. How can he square that with the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party, he can't. He can't do it. Texture rates. Good girl, Tara Lauren, I guess they mean the pastor, needs a good spanking. We should find out how huge his worldly mansion is. Look, I don't know where he lives. I just know he's doing the same thing Trump is, except Trump is raising money selling the Bible for his legal fees. What Lauren Livingston is selling the Bible to make money for, I don't know, but it doesn't say online he's giving it to charity. And again, it's Bible verses with his commentary. Look, I don't understand why putting the Bill of Rights next to the Bible is blasphemous, but putting Lauren Livingston's commentary next to it and selling it for $17 isn't. You lost me there, Reverend. But I'd love to have you on the show to explain.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.